Welcome to Marriage University. My name is Tina Heisman. I'm a certified master life coach specializing in marriage. The topic for today's podcast is one tip for lasting happiness. But before we get started, I want to let you know I have a free private Happy Wives community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your marriage. Search the Happy Wives community in the Facebook search bar or head on over to my website, tinaheisman.com, and click on the banner at the bottom of the front page. Also, I have created a free download called the Marriage Makeover Guide. It's a guide to help you make over your marriage into a happier and more joyful, peaceful place. I refer to it usually as a solution tool. It's something that you can use to kind of plug in any problem that you might be having in your marriage. So just visit my website and you can download that for free. Okay, let's dive in and talk about one tip for lasting happiness. We'll start with the story. So my client Amanda is married to a guy who can't seem to let go of things, whether it's t-shirts from high school or old CDs of his favorite artists or even more modern, seemingly useful things like pens, coins, pins, electronic cords, brochures from places he's been. Things that he's interested in. She says he just has all of this stuff, and like all of these things are like stashed in junk drawers throughout the house. And then he has more junk drawers than anyone else in the house, just full of stuff. She says there's more other things that drive her crazy too, like everyday things, like he's starting to bulge out of his closet with all of his clothes, even though he only wears like a small handful of them. And she said he can't seem to get rid of several pairs of his retired running shoes, even though he no longer wears them, you know. She's like, you don't need all of those. And so, like, taking up shoe space. And what else? She was telling me about how when he comes home from work that he, like, dumps his shoes and his jacket and his briefcase and coffee mug, like, right, like, on the kitchen table and around it. And so much so that his wife has to clear it off and all away from the table so the family can sit down and eat dinner. And so the reason Amanda has trouble with this is because she just prefers to live clutter-free. And she admits that she's not perfect in this, but she really tries to keep her belongings like to a minimum to what she is really pretty sure she needs. And most importantly, she says she keeps them organized, like everything has a place. So I can really relate to Amanda, by the way. But Amanda's husband, you know, he doesn't. He just leaves everything kind of everywhere and he doesn't take time to get rid of things. And so this is where a bit of bickering and resentment come into play for them, because her husband always feels like Amanda is moving his things. You know, she's like constantly moving them to clean them or make space for something else or dinner. And he's frustrated because he doesn't know where to find them because she's cleaned them up and moved them. So to her husband, his name is John, by the way, this feels disrespectful because she keeps moving his things. But Amanda assures me that she feels disrespected by the piles of her husband's junk laying randomly all over the house. So what is this couple to do? How do they solve this problem? I guess I'm telling you guys a story. I can really relate, you know, to this. I'm definitely more of the neat person in my home or organized and clutter. I would swear to you, clutter makes me physically ill. I can't stand it. So the reason I want to share it with you, though, is to share this thought with you. My last question I asked you was, how do they solve this problem, right? That's usually how we go about our podcasts, trying to help you solve problems. But today, I want to share a thought with you. And the thought is, sometimes what is needed is not a solution, but rather a change in perspective. So if I could give you a tip for lasting happiness in your marriage, it might be something like, don't sweat the small stuff. Because girls, do you know statistically what causes the breakup of many marriages is not the big things like addictions or infidelity. It's the little things. And it's letting the little things turn into big things by focusing on them. And when we focus on little annoying habits of our spouse, it fogs up our lenses. Like it clouds our view. It clouds our sight. And we can't see clearly anymore what is really going on. And so I want to share a secret with you. Whatever we focus on in our marriages is what we will find. So if you are sure that your husband is disrespectful to you for leaving his piles of junk everywhere, and if you focus on that, you are going to continue to find those piles of junk, and you're going to find his disrespect. And it will drive you crazy. But if you are sure that your husband loves you and respects you, and you give him the benefit of the doubt, right? You are going to find more evidence of how he loves and respects you. You might notice that he goes to work for your family every day, that he takes out the trash when it's full, that he is your partner in raising your children, and that he listens to you when you speak, and that he takes your opinions seriously. All of those things are really good things, but when we're focused on the little, tiny, nitpicky things, we forget to notice these good things, right? A thriving marriage takes a lot of grace. We are two imperfect humans who have been put together under the same roof for the better part of our lives, right? The majority of our lives. And I know in the beginning of your marriage, in the beginning of your relationship even, you thought your husband could do no wrong. But now that you live with him, you tend to see more of what he does wrong than what he does right. And you know what? That's par for the course of life. And it's not a reason to give up on our marriage. It's a reason to persevere. I'm going to share something a little crazy with you, but I swear, like on the harder days or like through the harder seasons of my marriage, I have had this image in my mind of that day when I arrive in heaven. I imagine Jesus is there waiting for me, and he gives me a big, huge hug. And I step back and I look him in the eye and I say something tongue-in-cheek about my husband. Like, really? Why did you have to give me such a difficult one? That was really hard. And we will both laugh. And he will hold me there and look me in the eye and he will say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Because I believe that God has given me the exact man that I need to be with. I truly believe that. And I try to remember that when I'm feeling annoyed. And you know what, girls? Loving people is easy when it's easy, right? There's no effort there. But when things get hard, when people are really difficult or annoying or they push your buttons, that's when really loving someone kicks in. And that's when the real work of growing ourselves up into the best version of ourselves that we can be, that doesn't happen when life is easy. When life really happens is when we're challenged and when we're growing. And so when we have challenges in our life from our loved ones, those are opportunities to grow and become another version of ourselves, an even better version of ourselves. Someone with more grace and kindness and patience than she had the day before, maybe, right? I just want you to know that you're not alone when you feel frustrated like this. We are all here from time to time. What I'm suggesting is that you try to choose to see the goodness and to focus your attention on all that is good. You know, the Bible talks a lot about grace. You could do a Google search and there are really a lot of verses. And I was reading through some of them and trying to think if there was one that would be best suited to help inspire us today. And I picked Romans 11:6. It says, "And if by grace, then it cannot be based on works. If it were, grace would no longer be grace." So we don't get grace from God by doing good works. We get it simply by being. And so that is how we are called to give grace to our spouse, right? They deserve it every bit as much as we do. So let that maybe sit with your heart, remembering the grace that we seek from our spouse for our mistakes and trying to give that grace to them. And I bet you that will make a huge difference in your, like, your mood and your happiness and everything in your life. So I could go on with this topic, but I'm not. I think you get the point. So my one little tip here for lasting happiness is don't sweat the small stuff and give a lot of grace in your marriage. And I know this is easier said than done. So if you would like a little guidance and accountability as you work on it, if you're feeling really frustrated and you just need someone, you know, to talk about it with and to help you see a different perspective, I would really love to help you with that. So reach out to me and we can work on it together, okay? So thank you so much for listening in today. Let me know if you have any specific questions. And remember that free marriage makeover guide. That's a great thing that will help you shift a perspective if you need to. So head over to my website, tinaheisman.com, and you can download your copy for free. And also consider joining us in the Happy Wives community on Facebook. I keep everything there very positive. It's not a complaining wives group. That's not what we're there for. We're there to support each other and cheer each other on and share inspiration. So join us there if you need some more positive inspiration, and reach out to me if you want to work with me one-on-one. Okay, girls, that's it for today. Stop by my website or email me to learn more. Thank you, and I will see you next week.